Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. Here we go again. Say it ain't so. I just have a feeling that our government is now once again ramping up this idea of the bird flu, this H5N1 virus. Talk about vaccines again. You've got this woman from the United States Administration of Strategic Preparedness. Her name's Dawn O'Connell, saying they are looking closely at a vaccine for the bird flu. And to date, I think we only have 2 humans infected by this in the United States. But a lot to go through on this. What is happening? Canada now talking about vaccines. Europe too. We got an election cycle now that's coming up. I'm skeptical of it all. So it's so great that we have one of the great wellness company doctors, Dr. James Thorpe, on with us to talk about that. And a story that he is breaking along with his wife, that some of the big drugstores were in cahoots, taking millions of dollars to suppress the idea of ivermectin and push the vaccine on the people during the pandemic. We'll get details on that from him as well. All of these stories are so important. We've got to tell you about them, especially with this bird flu stuff. By the way, the wellness company, you see the address there. I want you to really consider this. TWC.health/grant. If this becomes something, they have some of the antivirals in these kits, these medical emergency kits, to help fight off bird flu. So they're already preparing for this. And I urge you, with all of the things that are out there right now, any medical emergency that could happen, get one of the medical emergency kits for your home. I've got ammunition and food and water and all these things. What happens if a natural disaster happens? You can't get to the drugstore and you need a medical emergency and you need drugs. Have them on hand. Again, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code grant for 10% off. I'm grateful for the wellness company and their sponsorship of this program. So with that, folks, let's get started.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, as promised, Dr. James Thorpe is with me. Dr. Thorpe, it's always great to see you.
So blessed to be back with you. Thanks for having me, Grant.
Absolutely. So you and I were talking just before we came on that there's a feeling that this is ramping up. And the question becomes, where do they go with this? Do they go the same route they went during COVID? And I'm talking about the bird flu, this H5N1 virus. Do they go that same route? What is your feeling as you start to assess how the government is responding to this right now? And where we stand with the bird flu?
Yeah, great question. Don't you sometimes feel like it's, like Yogi Berra says, feels like deja vu all over again from 4 years ago? I mean, this is the exact same cycle and game plan that they did 4 years ago. Scare, threaten, incur violence throughout our burn our cities down with peaceful protests. And I think we're going to see the same kind of nonsense. Now, this H5N1, though, Grant, I think we do need to take seriously. We need to not be scared, but we need to be prepared. Listen, fear and being scared are the tools that Satan uses, which is equivalent to our government. Our government is satanic. They're controlled by Satan. And this is their game plan, instill fear, because when fear and anxiety reign in your mind, you don't make rational judgments. You lose your cognitive ability, just like you do with the COVID-19 shots. You lose cognition. You don't make rational sense. So it's very important to be prepared. And you know, you mentioned the products at the wellness company. This couldn't be a better time because there's 2 specific products that I think every American home needs to have, one of each, if not more. And that's the emergency medical kit, number one. It includes 8 prescription drugs, potentially life-saving. That's the emergency medical kit. You can't get that at a doctor's office. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go to a doctor's office, pay whatever amount to get into a doctor's office. You're never going to get a doctor to prescribe 8 drugs. Then the other kit is the contagion kit that is complementary. And again, I want to tell you a little story, you know, which is absolute true. And this happened 2 weeks ago with my beautiful wife, Maggie, who, by the way, is in great shape. She's a great athlete, takes care of her body very well. And so we were actually down in Fort Lauderdale for the week, meeting with extensive meetings with a wellness company. And I got called from Maggie midweek. And lo and behold, she had just gone to the gym, didn't even scrape or cut her knee, but was on a mat. And by the time she got home, she had a 5 to 6 centimeter severe infection of her skin. And she had a fever, muscle aches. She was getting a blood infection, what we call sepsis. Well, she wasn't thinking very well because of this infection. And this was sudden in onset. Well, it turned out that, of course, we had all the medical kits at home. I immediately knew what was going on because she sent me pictures, immediately started the appropriate large dose of drug, and literally turned her around. When I got back in town that Saturday, my expert local orthopedic surgeon friend came over, begged him to come over and look at Maggie's right knee. He said, looking at the pictures, had she not taken those drugs, she would have been in an ICU, probably maybe being ventilated, maybe losing her life. And, you know, I was interviewed probably 3 months ago on this article that broke from the Daily Mail. And you should Google it and look at the pictures. This is a Daily Mail. Basically, the title of the article was Bowden, who's a young, beautiful child, and the rampant increase in these blood infections in the United States of America now. An American dying grant every 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, and you see some of those horrible pictures. This young boy, Bowden, he lost many of his limbs to save his life. He was in the hospital for, I think, 100 days.
And then so some of the antibiotics in the wellness company kit, would that help something like this?
Absolutely, it would. And see, this is the important thing. I've been stocking drugs for 30 and 40 years, you know, even before it was in vogue. But now, and by the way, that's saved many of my patients' lives and my family members and friends. I really ramped it up for Y2K. Thank God nothing happened. But it's never been more important now. Listen, all of our supply chains are gone. None of these drugs are manufactured in the United States of America, Grant.
Yeah.
They're all overseas, most of them China. And listen, for millennia, six millennia, the mainstay golden, the medical rule in medicine is the earlier you treat a disease, the better the outcome. Yeah. So what's the rate limiting step of treating early? It's having the drugs at home. Forget about a doctor. You know, forget about calling somebody up. No, you'd call a doctor. You don't have those drugs at home.
Yeah.
You're in deep.
You know,
and this is very, very important.
It makes me think back to you telling this story. And by the way, folks, to get the kit that Dr. Thorpe's talking about, you can just go to the address on the website right there on the screen, twc.health/grant. Use that promo code grant for 10% off and get protected. Doc, it reminds me of a story. You mentioned your wife going to the gym and having this infection from the mat. I go to the gym 3, 4, 5 times a week, depending on how good I am at getting in there. But at least 3 to 4 times a week, I'm in the gym. I got a little spot on my left butt cheek, and it started to fester. Well, lo and behold, it turned into a staph infection on my butt cheek that I'm convinced I got from one of the towels there. I mean, you could have stuffed paper towels into the hole. It was so big on the butt cheek, and I had to get antibiotics. Now, would it have been great if at that time, this is going back 5 years ago, if I had the kit on hand, because that could help me start, I don't know, what would you start, a Z-Pack on something like that, or what would it be?
Well, I would, you know, and again, I'm not making any therapeutic claims here or not making medical recommendations, but the first thing I would do is make sure that you weren't allergic to any medications. The second thing I would do if you came home from the gym with that is in essence giving you 2 grams or 400 or 500 milligram pills of cephalexin or Keflex.
And kill it right away. And that's the key to me is the speed of delivery and getting it done with right away, which gets us back to this whole idea of the bird flu. And we got a little off topic, but it's good because this is important stuff. So now you've got this woman, Dawn O'Connell, says we're looking closely at the vaccines. I was looking at some of the information surrounding this, and I never know quite really what to believe. H5N1, the bird flu, found in cattle earlier in the year. They now say in 63 herds in 9 states, the bird flu has been found in cattle. We know 2 humans, at least last I checked, one in Texas and one in another state, have come down with it. But they still believe it is not morphed to jump human to human. It's only animal to human. But they talk about this vaccine as if they already know it's going to jump human to human. They use the word in one article I read, if it mutates, would it just mutate on its own to go human to human, or is something nefarious at play and we get back to gain of function here?
There's absolutely no question that there's gain of function going on. If you look at the BSL, the biosafety labs, there's hundreds and hundreds of them in the United States of America. They're in every state. Some state have 10 to 20 of them. So here's the question is not if they're doing gain of function. The question is, Grant, why are they doing it? And is it nefarious, or are they actually trying to help us? And you know, there's arguments on both sides. The one argument would say that, well, you know, we want to get ahead of nature and we want to create these horrible, potentially lethal species so that then we can do tests and therapeutics on. I don't believe that for one moment. Okay, that makes no sense. I believe that this is performed by the Department of Defense for bioweapon purposes. That's what I believe. And that's what I believe is going on. Now, can it occur naturally? Well, of course it can. You know, we know that zoonotic, when you start, you take a virus like H5N1 and say it gets into one mammal and then it gets into yet another mammal, a bird, you know, or a cow, and now a pig. The more times it jumps into a different mammalian species, the more likely it is to be a potential danger. But again, so we take the threat serious. I believe that this probably is the disease X. I believe with all my heart that you're going to watch the WHO and the United States of America turn this into an emergency and ultimately maybe a pandemic. You said only 2 humans have been infected. That's true. But you know, globally, I think it's over 500 that have been infected. And if you take all of those, I think globally that mortality rate and those 500, you know, I've heard death rates up to 50%. So if there ever was human to human avian flu, H5N1, and these globalists, you know, successfully achieved a gain of function, you know, listen, 50% or 40% mortality from avian flu variant could be awful. You know,
now
the corona was nothing. It was, you know,
something I noticed early on, and I was accused of they called me like everybody. They called me all kinds of names. But the first thing I made a determination of when I was looking at pictures in the New York Times of the victims, you know, they're printing the pictures as if it was 9/11 all over again. And I noticed they were all obese. And so I started to bring up the fact that every person who was dying virtually was obese, which means they had some compromised immune system, other problems going on, most likely. Just when you're fat, you're not healthy. I hate to break the news to anybody out there, but that's the reality, right? So is that the same thing with this? Are we seeing the people that are dying, do they have underlying conditions, or is this affecting healthy people? Because once it starts affecting healthy people, that's when I really start to get worried.
Well, you know, I haven't been able to find, that's an incredible question. Your point is well made. You know, you look at obesity, chronic hypertension, cardiac disease, And you those are substantial comorbidities that increase your risk of dying. You know, at so and there's many others. And I don't have the demographics and all of those variables on all those 500 people allegedly outside of the United States that have died. But, you know, some people say, well, okay, they're in inferior healthcare systems if they're outside of the United States. Oh, really? United States of America, you know, ranks about, gets an F on their report card for healthcare. You know, we did worse than any other country in the United States of America, in the world. USA yeah. did with COVID. You think we're better than India? No, we're not.
Oh, man, India, response. It yeah. killed so many people, our response. I just think back to some of the nurses that I talked to when they knew that what was happening was wrong. You know, I want to get back to something you said about the Department of Defense and working on a bioweapon. So here, this is what's really important. Are they working on a bioweapon as a weapon to defend America? Or are they working on a bioweapon to use against Americans? And I know that sounds so conspiracy theory ridden and all of these things, but it's still a question I've got to ask. And I'm going to say and/or, is this about now the pharmaceutical companies are down billions of dollars in profit from during the so-called pandemic because they were selling so many vaccines, the government was buying them up. Now they're down money. Is this just another way to get them back making billions of dollars? Is it a combination of both? What do you think?
Well, Grant, I think that you're spot on. And for anybody to call you a conspiracist or me or anybody else, they're cognitively, mentally impaired. Okay? I mean, of course they're trying to kill us. Of course the DOD is trying to kill us. Of course the globalists are trying to kill us. You can prove that easily enough in February of 2021. All of those entities had the Pfizer 5.3.6 post-market legally mandated data. It was the deadliest, most injurious drug ever rolled out in the history of medicine. And what did those entities do with that data? They tried to hide it for 75 years and suppress it, and instead rolled out trillions of dollars to push the vaccine as safe and effective and necessary. So any American, any global citizen, any newscaster that can't see that the government is trying to reduce the population and kill you. And by the way, so are the hospitals. They've signed blood death covenants, taking part of that $5 trillion to lock on to a lockstep narrative with the HHS and the CDC. So, you know, it's very clear that they are in to try to hurt us.
Yeah.
The government, wake up and smell the coffee, Americans. Your government is not trying to make you healthy, nor are the hospitals, nor are the pharmaceutical companies.
If that doesn't make you steaming mad, I don't know what will. And yet the social media companies will shut us down the moment we start to bring up any of this, which is why it's so important to tune into alternative outlets like this, like Real America's Voice and using Rumble and other platforms that'll allow this to be because they want to shut us up when it comes to this. You know, this reminds me of this piece that you did that has gone totally viral because I think of the fact that the government knew that ivermectin worked and yet they made fun of us, they ridiculed us. And it looks like all these court cases now, it was pretty darn clear. They knew that ivermectin, at least there was the possibility that it was working while they ridiculed us. So I'm going to have you tell people about this viral story. But before I do that, I just want to mention, since we're mentioning ivermectin, guess what comes in the emergency medical kit from the wellness company is ivermectin, the all vilified drug that to me has turned out to be a miracle drug. I have used it on a lingering cough that would not go away. I've used it to treat COVID numerous times and had not near the being laid up for as long as many people with COVID has. I used ivermectin and did really great. Use it with my son. And I had it thanks to the wellness company kits. And ivermectin has just been turned out to be a great drug. And the government knew it. Well, this is one reason why the wellness company includes it in their kits because of the benefits of ivermectin. So twc.health/grant. Use the promo code GRANT for 10% off. And again, I urge you, get these kits on hand, speed of delivery. That's what it's all about. TWC.health/Grant. Use that promo code Grant. All right. So Dr. Thorpe, you and your wife, Maggie, who I'm telling you, you guys break more news on stories I care about than the Washington Post ever has. Okay. And you and your wife break this story about the drugstores, Walgreens, and there was one other that are in cahoots to suppress ivermectin. Why don't you lay it out for me?
Yeah, so we just published this less than a week ago, and it's just gone viral all over the world. Everybody's picked it up. And so it turns out that Walgreens and CVS drugstores, the largest, and probably many others, but these are the largest, Grant, they took over $4 billion. $4 billion, and they're still getting money. They're an outlet of propaganda and disinformation. And listen to what they did. They were given that money to push the vaccines and to suppress hydroxychloroquine, suppress ivermectin, and gaslight the doctors that order them, like Pierre Corey, like myself, like Mary Talley Bowden, like Peter McCullough, like many others. They took $4 trillion to push the vaccine, suppress the safe and effective drugs, and also to push the worthless, absolutely worthless outpatient testing kits for COVID that they made a bloody fortune on. They're still getting money. This is so unethical, so illegal, so immoral. It killed so many Americans, as you have alluded to. And I just, Maggie Thorpe, JD, and myself on this America Out Loud platform, go visit our articles. Go look at, Google or a search engine, America Out Loud News. Go to the right upper banner, hit options, go down to the contributors and authors, and go down to my beautiful wife's picture and my picture. Not so good looking, but all of our articles are there. And there are 16 articles. Listen, we are a force to be reckoned with because we're busting. In 16 articles, we busted almost every single fabric of the government and pharmaceutical corruption from all the right. Churches to...
Let me ask you this question. So all of this stuff, you make some serious, serious allegations. I'm going to knock on wood here, but is any group come and sue you?
Nobody sued us.
Nobody.
Because, there's one really good defense, Grant, for libel or slander. Do you know what that is?
The truth.
The truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the other problem is if they come like the American, my professional organizations, they're criminal organizations. They belong in jail. I've been saying that for 2 years. Have they come and sued me?
Well, the reason I ask you this is because of this point. If what you were saying was an outrageous allegation that had no merit being said or shouldn't, they would come after you with a vengeance. My very good friend, I think you know her, Nurse Erin. She was on the forefront of kind of exposing what was going on early on in these hospitals. She was fired and all these things, but and she was kicked off social media. Not one hospital that she made allegations against has come and sued her for making up lies or any of this, not one. And that should tell you the entire story right there. Because here's what they're really worried about. They're not only worried about that you're telling the truth, they're worried about discovery.
Discovery.
They sue you, and now you're in on them. Now they got to open the books, and they don't want that to happen, Doc.
You just nailed it. And that's why none of my professional organizations will come after me. Number one, they know I'm right and they're wrong. I gave them a 98-page thesis as an open letter published by James A. Thorpe, MD. It's available on the internet all over the world. 98 pages of data. They know you never break the golden rule in pregnancy. And they broke the golden rule, and they know they're on the wrong side of history, and they've killed millions and injured millions and millions more with their fraudulent narratives.
Think about the recipe for disaster that we've just laid out here. you've got what we believe, some nefarious people that want to do harm in order for control and all of this, these horrible things, and they're doing it on purpose. But you've got another subset over here that's literally looking at a money grab opportunity. So they may not be trying to actively kill. They just know there's money involved in this and we're going to get on. So you've got these massive groups that want billions, these big, powerful groups that are out to do harm. You combine them together, and whether it's willingly or not, they've joined a force that literally is destroying life right between our right in front of our very eyes.
Grant, that was so eloquently stated, and so eloquent, and so 2,000% correct. Here's the way it has come down by many experts. This is not just Jim Thorpe's opinion. Okay, the people that wanted to make all the money, okay, are not in control. They're just corrupt actors, including Pfizer and Moderna, including all the medical organizations, all the medical journals, all the hospitals. They don't care about right or wrong. They care about money. But then to your question, the government, this came from the DOD. This whole scam was concocted by the DOD for political purposes and to roll out the mRNA vaccine. Now think about this. The DOD and the government, they don't really care about money. Their MO, their modus operandi, is something very, very sinister and very different. And I'm speaking to Moderna and Pfizer and the rest of the pharmaceutical companies. They're just players. They're greedy players that want to make money like these other entities. Mm-hmm. But the DOD and the government, they can print all the money they want. Mm-hmm. They have an endless supply of money, as do the globalists. So their MO is not money. Yeah. It's something else. And that's the $64,000 question. And I think we all know what that is.
And that's the most frightening of all. So the question I have for you as we start to end it here is, what can you do about it? Of course, I would tell people go to the wellness company, twc.health/grant. Use the promo code Grant. Get one of these medical emergency kits in your possession so you're prepared when the next horrible thing happens and you have these prescription medications on hand for you. twc.health/grant. Use promo code Grant for 10% off. That's the first thing about being prepared. But I guess maybe the hardest question I'm going to ask you, and this is my last question for you, is what should the everyday citizen do about this? What do we do? Is there anything we can do to stop it? Is there anything we can do to raise the alarm? Do we have any control over these giant conglomerates and entities and powerful agencies to put the pressure on them for a change?
Yes, we the people do have control. We have a lot of control, and they fear us. They're scared to death of us. And you know, 95% of you Americans out there, you know that there's corruption going on. You know that the government is illegally and fraudulently pushing these vaccines. I know you do. Why do I know? Because only 2 or 3 or 4% of you are taking these ridiculous vaccines, boosters. So you're aware. So you need to speak up. And we the people, not just of America, but globally, need to fight. This Freedom International organization, very, very important. You know, stand up, get close to your God, your divine, get peace from God. Do not fear. Do not be afraid. Mm-hmm. Those are tools of your enemy. Those are tools of these evil, satanically controlled bastards. And I call them bastards because they spiritually are bastards. Their father is Satan. It's not God. So be strong and then be situationally aware. Be very careful about getting this summer. Listen, the last half of this year, we're coming up to mid-year here in a few, 4 weeks. The last half of this year might be the most tumultuous 6 months in the history of this nation to date. You better be prepared. You better, keep your food supplies, keep your ammunition supplies, keep your gas supplies, and most importantly, keep your medical supplies. And then don't go out in big groups, because I'm afraid that the summer of 2020 is going to look, you know, this summer is going to look much worse with all of the communist subversives like BLM and Antifa. And now we got all this Palestinian supported nonsense, right, that these rioters are funded by George Soros. They don't know anything. They want to kill Americans. I want you to be situationally aware when you go out. Be very, very careful. Be prepared.
That is great advice. I would add this to it. I would say to everyone out there, be bold. Don't be afraid to talk about this stuff with your friends and family, even people who disagree with you. You don't have to be rude about it. You keep it calm, but talk about it. The other thing is vote. We know this election is so important, and it's not just the presidential election, but members of Congress as well. The more of these Freedom Caucus style guys and gals we can get in office, the better off we're going to be. That's very, very important as well. And, you know, I love to bring shows full circle, and you did it for me, Doc, because you started off talking about Satan and who many of these people work for or aligned with. I have preached for a long time that I believe this country is under a satanic attack, and this is all part of it. And I'm grateful you brought that up as a reminder that it is a satanic attack, but Satan will never, ever beat out our God in the end. And so stay true to him, and prayer is probably one of the best weapons along with truth out there. So all that together makes for great preparedness. And Doc, before I let you go, the wellness company, and make sure you get one of these wellness kits as well to take precautions.
Thanks for having me on, Grant.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's so great to talk to you. I'm going to put the link to that article from you and your wife in my bio. And again, Doc, it's great having you on. And I want to remind everybody else out there again, I'm serious about this. The wellness company, twc.health/Grant. Take the steps necessary to make sure you and your family are prepared for whatever. I'd rather have it and never need it. And I hope and pray that's the case for you, that you get one of these kits and they long expire and you never need it. But God forbid you do. And you're going to say, you know what? It was a small price to pay to be prepared. And that's what you can do. There's no other company really doing what the wellness company is doing with these kits. So twc.health/Grant, twc.health/Grant. Use that promo code Grant for 10% off. And folks, I will see you all on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Stinchfield's Army rolls. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks.